In a world where scrolling has become second nature, a growing number of teenagers are finding their daily lives shaped not by parents, teachers, or peers, but by the invisible systems that curate nearly every digital choice they make. Recommendation engines, once simple tools meant to suggest videos or songs, have quietly evolved into powerful forces that influence habits, emotions, and even identity. A digital generation guided by invisible hands. For many teens, the first thing they see each morning is a feed engineered to keep them engaged. Platforms identify their moods, track their sleep patterns through browsing behavior, and learn which content holds their attention for the longest stretch. What follows is a personalized stream that appears harmless but often nudges young users toward narrower interests, predictable reactions, and curated worldviews. Psychologists warn that these systems do not simply show what teens like, they shape what teens learn to like. A teenager searching for fitness tips may soon find themselves immersed in extreme dieting videos. A curious glance at political content can turn into a flood of polarized posts. Even music recommendations can quietly enforce emotional patterns, reinforcing sadness, anxiety, or aggression. The loss of serendipity. What once defined growing up, exploration, boredom, accidental discovery, has softened under algorithmic guidance. Many teens no longer stumble upon new hobbies or opinions, they receive them. Educators report students who struggle to think beyond what their feeds present, while parents find it increasingly difficult to help children break away from digital loops that feed on repetition. Teens themselves admit to feeling watched, even if they cannot fully explain how. Some describe the eerie sense that their feeds know them too well, recommending videos before they consciously realize what they want to see, future built by data. As recommendation engines grow more sophisticated, experts fear a generation may enter adulthood shaped less by independent choices and more by predictive systems optimized for profit. The challenge now is to help young people regain control to reclaim curiosity, resist passive consumption, and learn the difference between self-discovery and algorithmic suggestion. The children of the algorithm are growing up fast. The question is whether they will learn to steer the digital world, or whether the digital world will continue steering them.